It's always fascinating because whenever I bring up the subject of goal setting, a lot of people say things to me like, oh, but Eric, why would I want to set goals? I mean, I'm really happy exactly where I am. I'm comfortable. Why change anything? Why fix something if it isn't broken? My friend, the whole point of life is to progress. T. Harv Eker says, if you aren't growing, you're dying. If you aren't moving forward, you're actually moving backwards. And if you can improve your life and help as many other people improve their lives, why not do so? Even if your life is amazing, why not do something to make it even better? This is where setting goals is so important. And according to Lynn Grabhorn, there are four main steps when it comes to effective goal setting. Step number one is figure out what you don't want. Again, a lot of people simply don't want debt. They don't want to have, they view debt as this crushing weight on them. And so they want to do everything they possibly can to get out of it. So debt would be their step one. It would be figuring out exactly what they don't want. Once you figure out what you don't want, you can move on to step number two, figuring out what you do want. In this case, the person who wants to remove debt, what they do want is to feel financial freedom. Or if they're actually aspiring a little higher, they would probably want to be very wealthy. Again, figure out what it is that you do want so that you can have that contrast with what you don't want. Step number three is what Lynn Grabhorn calls buzzing. This is when you begin to focus all of your energy on exactly what you want. You begin to think about it. You begin to imagine yourself having already experienced it and having whatever it is that you desire. You do this long enough until you can actually feel what it's like to have it in your hands. You begin to feel what it's like to actually be experiencing whatever it is that you desire. And it causes a physiological change in your body. It begins to put a smile on your face. You feel good. You feel peaceful. This physiological change, this state of being when you're in that bliss, is what Lynn Grabhorn calls buzzing. She says, hold on to that feeling for as long as you can because it's that buzzing that will actually attract whatever that goal is into your life. Finally, step number four is follow the inspiration that comes to you as you're doing this exercise and then go do it to get the goals. Jim Rohn, who was an incredible trainer, author, and mentor, one of his mentoring students was actually Tony Robbins, who I'm sure you're familiar with, actually adds a few insights to this principle. The first thing he says is, to get more than you've got to become more than you are. Another mentor of mine used to say, for things to change, I must change. For things to get better, I must get better. It all starts with you. Who? With you. Say that with me. It all begins with me. It all begins with me. There are too many people that have kind of a wishful thinking goal saying, well, you know, it might be nice to be rich or it might be nice to get married, to find that special someone, but nah, if it doesn't happen, that's totally fine. If it does happen, awesome. It'll just be a stroke of luck. Again, what they don't realize is that it really is up to them. They fail to realize that they have the responsibility for improving things in their lives. And if they don't, their lives won't improve. The next thing that Jim Rohn talks about is the power of building a team. My friend, your results can only grow to the size of your team. If you try to do everything yourself, your results are probably going to stay pretty low. Building a team and getting other people behind you, other people who share the same vision as you, can increase your results dramatically. Oh, but Eric, oh my gosh, I mean, doesn't that include like finding out like tax laws and getting employees and all these things? I mean, that just sounds like too much of a hassle. Well, that's fine. You can stay mediocre if you want to. The thing about that is, yeah, there are difficulties and there are hassles, quote unquote, with hiring people and training people, but isn't the biggest hassle of them all staying mediocre? My friend, begin to form a team, regardless of what that looks like to you, so that your results can increase. The third thing that he talks about is recognition and celebration. Anytime you accomplish one of those goals, celebrate it. Remember that celebration is the highest form of gratitude. Whenever you celebrate something, you are giving thanks for that, whatever it is that you have accomplished, and you are sending the messages out to the universe that you want more of whatever it is that you accomplished. Does it have to be something enormous, some sort of huge celebration? It can be, but it doesn't have to be. A celebration can simply be writing it down inside your celebration journal. Writing it down inside a journal that keeps track of all of your accomplishments. Or simply in your mind saying, oh my gosh, that is incredible. I'm going to celebrate that. And maybe you do a little victory dance. Remember to always recognize and celebrate every accomplishment that comes your way so that you can continue to grow and continue to get more of those accomplishments. Jim Rohn continues, work harder on yourself than you do on your job. If you work hard on your job, you can make a living. If you work hard on yourself, you can make a fortune. Which would you rather have? Which would you rather do? Make a living or make a fortune? I don't know about you, but what if I have the choice between the two? Of course I'm going to choose making a fortune. One of the things that my wife and I do on a regular basis is we invest into our minds. We invest in education. We go to seminars. We buy books. We listen to CDs. We have personal mentors. We spend a lot of time working on ourselves because we know that our own minds are our greatest assets. We know that we have to become certain types of people if we want to have certain types of results. Find ways, my friend, to work on yourself each and every day. The next thing he mentions is to make a list of everything you desire in life and, again, celebrate every time you get one off. Remember, a goal is only a dream until you've written it down. If you don't have your goals written down, they're not goals. They're just dreams. It's just wishful thinking. Writing it down on paper is like sending a message out to the universe with an order. Writing it down is like filling out an order form and sending it to the universe, saying, this is exactly what I want. Show me how to make it happen. Okay, get these things done, my friend. Go right now, grab a piece of paper, write down exactly everything that you desire, and then go make it happen.